It is February 28th, the last day of February, the last day your iPhone is going to look proper in its calendar. Believe me or not, go and check your iPhone right now. It's actually proper square. But welcome to this podcast. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. It is a fantastic day. It's sunny here in Paris. It's perfect weather. It is a little bit cold, so you may need a jacket, but this is not a weather channel, but we could make one if you wanted, but honestly, it wouldn't be that good. Also because I have no visuals. But whatever it is, you have to believe me, it is a sunny day. It's perfect. The weather's shining. We're happy. Kevin's happy. It's all good. How do you feel about this weather, Kevin?
I'm just smiling.
It's smiling, right?
And I never smile.
Or let's just say you stopped smiling at some point. When did you stop smiling?
When life got hard. Life got hard.
Significantly days. Hard, yeah. Right?
But no, this week has been just amazing. And I was telling Alex that I would smile over and over. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Right. I never smile.
But right.
I just feel happy.
So. It's a bit rare, I feel like. I think the weather does depend on your mood a lot as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If it's like really gray and stuff like that outside, you're kind of like, ah.
But yeah, even my customers were so happy.
They were?
Yeah, which...
Did that make them in a better mood to like spend more money?
Yeah.
Or... Really?
Yeah. Oh, they were in the mood. They're like, oh, I want to buy a bag. I'm like, I have one for you. Even two if you want.
Like I have two. And then I have a nice necklace as well. Like, you just want the whole ensemble?
Okay, yeah, please. Just spend your money.
But yeah, the weather makes a really big difference. And I think we can all agree that when, you know, it's just when it's a sunnier day, you just feel like doing more things. Obviously, we are still having a curfew at 6 p.m., which... Honestly, God knows why, because it's not helping nothing. The numbers are the same as it was in November.
Yeah.
They said maybe for Paris that we may go under a third, like a 3-week lockdown. By the time this podcast goes up, we have survived the lockdown or we're in the lockdown. I don't know what's happening. But they said for Paris, it's going to be probably a 3-week lockdown. Maybe, maybe not. And then after that, they'll open everything. But honestly, it's not going to help.
No, it's not. And No.
It's not going to help, right?
No, not this year. Like 2020 was enough. We had two. Let's stop at that and just move on.
Right.
Get people their shot of vaccine.
And they haven't. I feel like they haven't even done that much, I feel like.
Yeah, they are way behind because I was watching a show and they said that if they continue at that
pace,
they would be done in 2025.
What?
So let's just say that I'm not ready to wait 4 years. No. So they need to just like speed up. Yeah, at least.
Yeah. What? 2021?
2025.
2025.
Yeah. So no. No.
I'm not doing this until 2025.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Switzerland right now, like they decided that starting tomorrow, I think the 1st of March, they're opening stores again, not restaurants. They said restaurants until the 22nd of March, which honestly is a good time to wait. But like, it's still very annoying, obviously, the whole time. I mean, restaurants here have been closed since October.
Yeah, it's been
since October. And honestly, this whole Uber eating situation that I'm having right now, it's not that attractive. Like, I just see my money going down and not like the actual experience behind it going up, you know, because you rather spend money when you can have an experience behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
But when it's in your living room in front of your TV, it's just like...
It's the same shit all over again.
Yeah, it's just me who didn't cook, so what's the difference?
And
well, it's good food, Dad.
it is. Honestly, it is good food. Yeah. Like, Paris, they have a lot to offer, luckily, but, like, at the same time, it's not enough.
I had a Burger King 2 days ago.
You had Burger King?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had that email about, like, €8 if I order a Uber Eats, and I was like... I guess I'm hungry, so...
Oh, why not, right?
And then I was like, okay, Burger King.
I decided to take, like, two walks. Like, like, one walk a day at least to get myself, you know, exercise a little bit because I stay home the whole time because there's legit nothing to do. But then I just walk, like, to, like, a McDonald's. And then I'll walk a bit after I go home, you know, like...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're having a classy, nice walk. It's a sunny day. And then I just walk to the next McDonald's. And then I get like, I get the same menu, 9 chicken nuggets, you know, and then like with an iced tea and then some fries. And then I go home.
I never took chicken nuggets.
Never?
Never.
Is it because it's made out of a lot of like...
No, I don't care about that. Like,
no?
I don't care, but I don't know. For me, McDonald's is burger.
Really?
Like, I cannot eat anything else than a burger when I go to McDonald's.
For me, it's like the opposite. Like, Burger King is for me the burger place and really? Onion rings. But McDonald's to me is like, I can have... It's mostly like chicken nuggets for me there.
Are they good?
They are actually really good. They're way better than Burger King ones, actually, in my opinion.
Never had those.
I had the Burger King ones, but it's not really worth it.
Okay.
In my personal opinion.
I'm just classic.
You're a classy man, you know? You
double
have
double steakhouse.
Double steak, yeah. Wait, does it have barbecue sauce inside?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like burgers that have ketchup inside, not barbecue sauce.
Same. It's the only exception.
Oh, yeah?
The only exception. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, while burgers and french fries and everything is not really our main topic today, we actually have something planned a little bit. Well, just, you know, we came up with it really fast. But we decided we're going to talk today about just some scandals in the fashion world. What do you say about that? Kevin, for example, Kevin is like my fashion guru, basically. He will, like, he'll...
Don't say that. Okay, say it.
It's true because, like, he's the one who legit organizes my closet, on the season when it comes to color and everything. Like, my closet is still organized the day, like...
Better be.
It's, like, and very soon, I mean, if the weather keeps up with this, I guess we need to get out our summer clothes and, like, start to organize. Can't like, half wait. Summer, half spring clothes, I guess.
Cannot wait.
Like, seasons exist with Kevin in your life. You'll, like, yeah. So I figured it was the best thing just to, you know, talk about some scandals and see what he thinks with some things. The first one we're going to talk about is the one, it's been very recent, this one. It's about Kendall Jenner. She made this tequila brand called 0818 or
something like that.
What does it say? It's 818. It's drink 818, as I see here. So she made this tequila and she got a lot of backlash from it because when she announced it, she was like, for almost 4 years, I've been on a journey to create the best tasting tequila. After dozens of blind taste tests, trip to our distillery, entering into world tasting competitions anonymously and winning, 3.5 years later, I think we've done it. This is all we've been drinking for the last year, and I can't wait for everyone else to get their hands on it, on this, to enjoy as much as we do. So that created backlash, like,
it was
a story. It was a big story because people were feeling like people from the Mexican, like who come from Mexico, because tequila originally does come from Mexico. And I think it's like family owned businesses, first of all, like very old family owned businesses. Mm-hmm. So people, they felt like they see this American white girl, especially coming into this whole business and thinking that she can do things better than the Mexicans can. When they legit, like, that's their business, what they've been doing for their life, you know, like, to make a livelihood, while she's a famous girl, white girl, who is a model and has everything basically shoved into her ass anyways by being just a simply Kardashian and Jenner. So it's not like she had to really work hard for it, where many families from Mexico, they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big situation, and honestly, me personally, I'm a very neutral person when it comes to like these kind of things. Like, I'm like, I see both sides, but obviously with this one, I'm like, I get it because it's like,
yeah,
I mean, if it's something like, it's just like a big heritage thing, you know, if she was at least like Mexican or something like that, I feel like then it could be something plausible.
Yeah. It's just like, what's going to be my next venture? Where am I going to make money? And how can I do it? And I think my problem with this mm-hmm. is that they just cannot stop to just try to be like citizens of the world,
mm-hmm.
like black appropriation, mm-hmm. now Mexican. And I'm like, can't you be just you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have an heritage. Your dad was Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why won't you go to your
roots? But not Kendall.
Oh yeah, no, she's a Jenner. Yeah, she's not a Kardashian.
Her dad is transgender though.
Yeah. Let's see what she can do with that.
But the Jenner family in general, like they have
an heritage. Like
they have, yeah.
Their American heritage. I don't know. Like, why don't you?
Why don't you do something in your own field? I guess.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that it's just too easy.
Yeah.
You know?
They reach into other areas where people, they feel like, why are you coming into this territory, you know?
Yeah.
And thinking that you're doing it better than other people when you've just been doing this for like, what, 4 years, I guess, or something like that?
And you've been tasting tequila, not making tequila.
Yeah.
So basically you're like, oh, this one tastes the best. It's going to be mine.
Exactly.
Let's put my name on it and my fame on it and sell it all over the world.
And there was another problem because, like, on the video that she posted on Instagram, she was drinking the tequila with ice, which is a big no-no for tequila in general. Tequila, you just drink just like that. Mm-hmm. You don't drink with ice. People, they were like, wait, so you made your own tequila and now you're drinking it wrong?
And now you're telling us how we need to drink it?
Yeah, so, like, so just things went wrong. And looking at, like, looking at the comments, a lot of people were legit actually angry. Like, there's a lot of Spanish comments. I won't read them because I can't parlo español. But in the same time, people seem to be very upset while the Kardashians are commenting like, oh, you did such a good job, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. This and that, blah, blah. And then, like, other people are like, you know what? Like, it's not right. But the thing is, it's like, she's not the only one who created her tequila, as in, like, someone from, like, the famous world, because next to her, there are also other famous people who did create tequilas. For example, let's see the list. There was a list here at some point. Like Dwayne Johnson, he has his own, he has his own tequila. George Clooney has one.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Jonas has one. Yeah, Joe Jonas, right? And then Puff, well, P. Diddy has one.
Okay.
The Rock has one. Rita Ora has one. Adam Levine.
I guess it's a thing to have, like, tequila.
it seems like, you know, just like, you know, and also Rita Ora, she's from Kosovo, like the country in Europe.
Yeah.
So I think people, they kind of wonder how is this your right to, like, make a tequila? Maybe
it's an easy thing to get in. Like, it's a party thing. So mm-hmm. they think I'm famous. I like to party. Mm-hmm. I should make a tequila and that's it. But I think, sometimes you have to think deeper than that, because there are families that are trying to survive on this business and to see, like, all their market share stolen by someone who just puts his name on it and
mm-hmm.
doesn't even know the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a shame.
I mean, things are obviously happening, and I guess, you know, like,
it's, for me, it's like actresses starting fashion shows or fashion lines. Let's talk about Rihanna.
or even like Victoria Beckham. Wait, because she's a singer.
She's a singer, yeah.
But her brand is not doing well.
It's not. The only exception, I think, is the Olsen twins.
Oh, because they retired themselves.
Oh, yeah, they retired. But they are true fashion. Like,
They're doing well.
They do work.
They do really well.
They work every day.
And their brand is called The Row, if you want to Google it up. But The Row is a really good brand. And they're doing really good with that. But, like, we just saw, for example, Fenty.
The rise and death of Fenty was...
because Rihanna, like, she was, I guess, as a singer and, like a black lady, it was good for her to be, you know, represented with LVMH, you know?
She was the first black, designer, artistic director of a brand under LVMH, and the first created
mm-hmm.
brand under LVMH. So it was a really, really big deal.
It was a big deal. And it blew, and that was, like, what, 2018, I think?
Really recent.
That was so recent.
Really recent.
And now what happened?
But the problem is that her target was fans.
Oh, yeah. And that was wrong.
Because... It was wrong. Because they buy 20 euro CD, no problem. 100 euro concert ticket, mm-hmm. no problem.
And also the makeup. Like, the makeup...
The makeup,
honestly, no complaint about that. Because the makeup is going very... And it really, like, it targets the right people, you know? Because, like, her fans have, like, you know, from shade... I don't know. Shade white mm-hmm. to shade black, you know? So, like, she really targets that. But did I go with you to the...
We went to the pop-up shop.
Yeah, they had a pop-up shop here in Paris.
Rue Turenne, actually.
Oh, that was right. It was that street, yeah.
And we went, and, like, it wasn't...
Because actually, we just walked by spontaneously, I think, right?
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, it's right here. So we just went in.
We went.
And we were severely disappointed as well.
Very.
Very, right?
Very.
Because I was looking at her clothes, and, like, also for, like, from close up, the clothes, they had, like, these strings coming out, you know, like, in these random areas. And then also, if you looked around, who, like, the people that were in the shop, like, I'm not trying to, you know, make fun of anyone or anything. But the thing is, it's like, LVMH has a certain standard of people that shop. You know, LVMH, you have the customers of Louis Vuitton, but then again, Louis Vuitton has also some very trashy customers too. Let's just say it like that.
But you have Dior, you have Fendi, you have all those big names. Mm-hmm. So you know who the customer is.
LVMH is quite big. Yeah. And so like you kind of can guess like their customer is a classy customer, you know, this and that. But then when we went into the store, you see a lot of girls who go shopping at Bershka and stuff like that. And not saying that anything is wrong with that.
But you know they don't have the money to buy those.
And also
clothes.
They don't have the je ne sais quoi, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, anyone out as in like you don't have the fashion. But the thing is, it's kind of like it takes like it's just the wrong demographic of people that she was targeting. It like if she would have made a collaboration with a store, like because like her demographic is more like she would have made a collaboration with, I don't know, H&M or like Zara or something like that.
Yeah,
that would have worked. That would have worked really, really well.
It would have been a better thing to do
because more people would actually buy it. But the thing is, people look at it and they're like, oh yeah, Rihanna, great, you know, like because I love her as a singer. But no one bought her clothes.
No,
where like her makeup, people they feel like, oh, I can relate with that, so I'm going to buy it. But yeah. No one bought her clothes.
I guess the only good thing that she did was to have that drop system thing where she would just not put out a whole collection but just a few pieces,
mm-hmm.
because since it didn't sell then
yeah, so
not,
I'm like, you didn't waste that much money.
Yeah. So it's like,
but it's like because like yeah. We just read, was it 2021 where it closed everything?
Oh, like just a few days ago.
Yeah, just yeah, because yeah. It was breaking news actually, yeah. That like that everything, the whole collaboration, everything with LVMH, whatever it is, whatever she built up in the empire, shut down, done, finito. Yeah.
Which is sad. I actually don't know, is the like lingerie line still gonna go?
Yeah, it's still on.
Okay, it's good because I really
Savage
like
Fenty,
it.
I think.
Savage
I, yeah.
Fenty, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's still on. Like
the shows were so
they were good.
Good.
They were really good.
So refreshing from Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So refreshing.
Also because like she was way different, you know, like different models.
Everybody.
Like, everybody's different. Like Victoria's Secret, I cannot relate.
Small talk.
You know? As much as I want to be, and I still want to be a Victoria's Secret angel, like I'm like it is my dream, just like walking with the wings, you
but
know,
you
and like in lingerie and
it's
everything
over
like that.
Now.
I'm like it's done anyway. It's yeah. Like it's not happening.
No.
But like if I can get some wings somewhere, that would be nice. But thing is, like the as a girl, you know, like as a girl, let me just bring the facts out. Like the panties did not fit underneath properly, you know. Like
that I would not know,
like whatever coochie size these girls have, it was like a Barbie, because like I'm like there's it like
there's nothing.
I'm like it, and things like it's not just me, it's like my friends too. Yeah. we're all kind of like, some of them they fit and honestly good if you have that coochie size, perfect, you know. But by some other girls I'm like, Jesus, like this thing is like so skinny, what the, like just sell a thong if you like if you might as well.
So
like
funny.
And also like when it comes to boob size as well, they like there are people who have bigger chest areas, not going to say any names, but if you're thinking of me, you might just be right, you know. But like, and it was so hard just to like, you know, feel like you can fit in somewhere, you know, like you want to be, you want to have Victoria's Secret because it's the hottest thing back in what, 2006, I don't know, when like pink was still a cool thing, you know, like just all those it's kind of like Juicy Couture,
yeah.
You know, like everyone everyone had Juicy Couture, you
it
know
kind of come back, but yeah,
it could have a comeback,
yeah.
You know, especially with this quarantine time. But like everyone was into Victoria's Secret, everyone. So I was like, obviously I want to be on board with it. Like all of my underwears at one point were just Victoria's Secret, not my bras, because they didn't really make my size. But like at one point you're kind of like, okay, when is something going to represent me? So like Rihanna did a good thing when she basically, first of all, with her makeup, went with all the shades that can be possible. And then after also went to all the lingerie for every single type of model, you know? That was a big thing. Because it's like girls, like, you know, people who listen to her music, they're not just small girls, you know?
Oh, no.
They're big girls. Like, you have people like, I don't know, people from me to up to Liza, whatever you want, you know? Like, so it's like, it's good to feel represented. But thing is, like, it's a shame about that she went into this whole luxury business when it's really just not her.
Yeah. But there's well... I can see the point because they saw, well, LVMH saw how much money they were making with Fenty Beauty, and it was obvious.
But the thing is,
they thought that it was going to be the same, but it's completely different. Like, ready-to-wear is really hard. Like, the only luxury brand that are working that well, they are working because of the accessories, like the bags. So Louis Vuitton, if they just sold clothes, they wouldn't be as big as they are.
No, they wouldn't.
Selling bags, because that's
the people money maker. Go for the bags.
It's the money maker in any brand. Mm-hmm. Like, there are only a few brands that can work because of their clothes, but they are not as famous, mm-hmm. because obviously that's not what you
buy. I feel like if she would have made more accessories in that area, I feel like there would be way more.
But even the accessories were not that good.
They were not that
remember
good.
Remember the shoes? It was just like a lacy thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like the square toe thing.
I think she should have focused more on like bags and stuff like
I
that.
I think she was trying to emulate Jacquemus.
Oh,
you know, kind of like that like sexy South of France vibe. Mm-hmm. With the shoes, actually, mm-hmm. and the sunglasses, I didn't really like it.
The sunglasses were bad, but people did buy the sunglasses.
They did, because it was a buzzy thing. But then again, it was a one-season thing.
It's a one-season thing.
I wouldn't see it like last more than one season, so it didn't have any like item that would be a classic or a timeless thing.
It's kind of a shame.
It's a shame.
It's a shame. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
Could have been a good thing.
Famous people, they kind of come into this sometimes, and like...
Now like, she can make a new album.
Yeah, I'm like, now, yeah.
She has time.
Like, she has time. I'm like, the question is, like, does she want to? And also, is she dating Travis Scott?
Is she?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Was it Travis Scott or was
I saw something
about it. Was it A$AP Rocky?
No, no.
Was
it, wait.
You know, to me, they look the same.
I think it was A$AP Rocky.
You know, to me, they look the same.
Really? No.
You see, everyone.
No!
I'm going to get so much backlash for this. People are like, who the hell do you think you are? They're not the same person. No.
Oh, it's A$AP.
I'm like, I know who Cactus Jack is, but like still. Is it A$AP?
It's A$AP.
Oh, is he cute?
I guess they had a kiss.
Then again, I had a kiss with so many people too, and it did not lead to anything. Like,
but
can you show me a picture of A$AP?
A$AP, yeah.
I feel like Travis Scott is the cuter one.
It's A$AP.
Oh, that's A$AP?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Travis Scott is Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend.
Okay, no, it's A$AP, the one who's cuter, I guess. See, they look so... Oh, I think I know how Travis Scott looks like.
Let me show you and you'll see.
I'm like, oh, I think I know. They almost look similar.
No, they don't. I'm sorry they don't.
They could be brothers.
No.
Like, obviously, A$AP is cuter. Who's that? Travis? They look the same.
They don't look the same.
Kevin!
They don't look the same.
Kevin, put them next to each other.
Well, I see if it exists.
Google Travis Scott and A$AP Rocky. I will, you will see what I mean. Travis Scott.
Rocky.
And A$AP Rocky.
They don't look the same, I'm sorry.
Like... They could be like A$AP could, no, wait, Travis, wait, I'm confused, who is it? Yeah, I'm looking, yeah. I mean, look at them. They could, like, one, of, like, they could be brothers. One of them is the older brother, one's the younger one.
Yeah, but A$AP has a more defined face.
A$AP has better eyebrows, too. But to me, like, they almost look the same.
Well,
it's probably also because of the hair.
Yeah, they have the same haircut.
Exactly. So, like, no one can blame me for...
No, I'm not blaming you.
No, I'm like, you're not, but probably people listening. You're probably like, how dare she, you know?
No, you can't.
To me, they're...
Like, look at them with different haircuts.
When the hell do they ever have different haircuts?
The top one.
Okay, so A$AP looks better in general. Right, that's A$AP, the one.
Yeah, that's A$AP. Yeah, okay. So you know.
Oh my goodness, so confusing with these rappers. I'm not used to these new time rappers. Like, take me back to 50 Cent, Eminem, all this good stuff, you know?
The like, OG.
Like that, like that's where you find me.
That's
Oh my gosh, look, A$AP Rocky compared to Travis Scott. You see, people have compared them before because it's a thing.
But yeah, I can see that, but
ew.
I don't.
Why does he use these weird golden teeth?
Is grill.
Yeah. Would you use grills? Do you sell
not
them?
A full one.
Do you sell them? And would you would use them?
I think maybe on one teeth.
Kevin, look at you, Kevin Money.
I would. I like it.
Should we make a rap name for you, like Kevin Money?
Oh, it sounds
you would
bad.
Use one?
I would use one.
Do you sell them in your store too?
No.
You should.
But I want to.
Really?
Yeah. But since there are no brands making. Wait. Are there brands making grills? Like famous brands?
Maybe Supreme. Wouldn't Supreme be making I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, you're talking to me about a field that I have no expertise about. Grills. Okay, but if I Google grills, I just get an actual grill.
But then again, I don't think we could because of the hygiene thing.
Oh, because you can't try. Secondhand. Oh, your second. Ew.
Yeah, so, yeah, no.
Hell, especially now with COVID?
Yeah, no.
Like, you can have some COVID in that grill, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No. Anyways, let's get back to the fashion path. I think we kind of got.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
We were talking about, yeah, Rihanna. How that was a shame. But moving on from her, there was something. Well, right now there is kind of a thing going on about the anti-Asian community. Well, the Asian community and the anti-Asian community, as in, like, I did read that, like, big brands, big luxury brands, they're not speaking on behalf of the Asian community.
Yeah.
Where, like, brands that are, I guess, a bit more, like, middle classy-ish, like they can be, you know, like brands like Nike, Converse, Tommy Hilfiger, they're all kind of saying something about it. Valentino did put a message out there for the Asian community. But there's other brands who are not at all talking about it, which people are wondering, why does the fashion community hate Asians that much?
And it's crazy because they are the biggest customer.
The biggest.
Like, they spend like crazy. I follow a girl on YouTube. Her name is Jamie. She's like a billionaire's daughter, and she just spends her videos like showing what she bought.
Really?
And she does like 150k haul.
What the? I'm like, I do like $25 at McDonald's. Like,
yeah, I just got that new crocodile Birkin. Oh yeah, I forgot I bought it, so I just found it in my dressing room, and I'm like, girl,
like wow,
it's 50k. But yeah, they spend a lot, and to see that they don't even respect them like the way they should is just like horrendous.
It's really bad because, I mean, like, it all started back in the days with what, Dolce & Gabbana, I guess they're, no, like, let's just say, okay, to be very correct here, I think there was always hate against Asians.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was always there, but just until we start to really realize that this actually existed. Mm. Because, I mean, it takes movement to, like, notice, you know, which is sad.
After Me Too.
Yeah, or, like, yeah. Black Lives Matter, yeah. You know, let's love it.
I don't know.
it's for another podcast, yeah. Shit. But, yeah. Like, I think it all kind of started with Dolce & Gabbana at that point. I remember when that kind of broke out, I was, like, in class, I think just, like, eating probably Pringles or something like that, like, just minding my own business. And then all of a sudden people are like, oh, Dolce & Gabbana did this really racist commercial where you had this...
It was an Asian model who was trying to eat spaghetti, but she didn't know how to.
And did she eat it? Try to eat it with chopsticks.
With chopsticks, yeah.
And she didn't know how to. And then
like poor in taste.
But I think, but there was also more than just that, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there was more than that because after that, it was on the, like, they did post it and there were comments and they would just like go on and on about like how it wasn't against the community and everything and just basically denying what they were doing, but it went bad because there were some insults and everything, so
it was really bad. Really, and the thing is like, if you just Google for yourself right now Dolce & Gabbana anti-Asian, that's what I did right now. When on pictures, you can see this lady, like, she acts like she's very clueless, doesn't know how to eat spaghetti at all, this and that, and like how to eat it with the sticks, and just kind of makes her look really ridiculous. I thought the advertisement was longer though, that showed different examples.
Yeah, that was, I can't remember because it was a while ago, before COVID actually. So
it was way, yeah, it was like really like
a different life.
It was, but, yeah, it was different.
But the backlash was really big because they lost a lot of their ambassadors, a lot of stores.
But then again,
carrying them.
And also they like were, didn't they like?
And
also,
they were supposed to have a show.
Like, yeah, they were.
Moments later, which was cancelled.
That's true. Yeah. They were. Anyways, with this as well, we just watched advertisement after a quick break. We did see that they, like, if you actually Google it, the advertisement's still there, so you can actually see it for yourself. But they did it with pizza, a lady trying to eat, like an Asian lady trying to eat pizza with chopsticks. And like it kind of shows as if she's like really dumb, doesn't know how to like they kind of make her look really dumb because she's kind of there like I don't know how to manage this, I don't know how to do it, like do it, it doesn't work, it doesn't like work
trying,
and trying to like silly. Yeah, and she's like sticking the sticks like in the pizza
like
and
your kid.
Yeah,
like your kid.
Exactly. And then she just rips the pizza a little bit, then takes it in her chopstick like I'm like as if they don't eat pizza there, you know. So Dolce & Gabbana kind of but like didn't they go very quiet with this as well at some point, like because I remember did they speak about it, and then people, they got even more hate. Oh no, they found the leaked messages from
when they were like, because they sent messages to some people who were DMing them, mm-hmm. and they just like, what did they say? I can't remember that they were saying like
they were
really
like,
bad stuff.
Yeah, they were like fucking Asians or like Chinese. I don't want to say like specific who exactly.
Yeah.
Also, if you're getting triggered, just stop listening. But we're just basically saying what happened. Not that we think we don't stand behind anything what we're saying at all.
No,
like we're
not.
Like we're very much pro Asians.
Yeah.
I love BTS. Anyways. but it's they were saying like I think like stupid Chinese people and stuff like that. Like
insulting them
and their
Diet
customers.
Prada started to repost those DMs mm-hmm. with the messages that they erased, and that's when the scandal just like broke.
If you don't know the Instagram page Diet Prada, and if you want to kind of be updated with I guess like the fashion scandals or like you know celebrity scandals and stuff like that, and not even in a really trashy way, it's not like TMZ.
No,
you know?
It's very educational.
It's very educated because like people they actually talk about like legit like experiences there and stuff like that. Like they and yeah, so like if you kind of want to be a bit more informed, go on Diet Prada on Instagram.
Tea.
Yeah, like know the tea, but also just be like, hey. I learned something today.
Yeah.
They go on Diet Prada. But anyways, because the Diet Prada thing actually kind of really blew up. That's what people, they start to notice, like, hey, Dolce & Gabbana, like, what the fuck? And also, Dolce & Gabbana, they afterwards, they had, I think, a massive slump of, like, no one really bought their stuff anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how it is today about Dolce & Gabbana. Did people kind of forget it, or?
I have no idea. But they have a history of that, because they would go on like models' Instagram and comment on their picture and say, you're too fat or you're too skinny and stuff like
what?
That. They're just horrible.
If someone did it to my Instagram, like...
They would do it to... Even to famous. Like, I think they did it maybe not to Kendall, but like to...
Gigi?
Maybe... I don't want to say names because I can't remember, but like to anyone,
mm-hmm.
it's not just like small people or anything.
They like actual people, actual, like yeah,
like
and don't forget,
like
famous, even
their
if
the, clients,
and also, I'm and like, also, I'm like also at the end of the day, if like in the end of the day, if that person's famous or not, it's
yeah.
still a human being,
yeah.
you know.
No, it doesn't change anything.
It doesn't
but
change
just
nothing.
Like, why would you do that to yourself? They are people that have millions of people following them, like. In one day, they could say, this person is crap, don't buy their clothes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you take the risk of, like, making your business go bad because you're just hangry or something? Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Like,
and the thing is, like, with them as well, starting this whole, like, anti-thing, like, I think people have been, like, people have, like, it blew up, but then it went really quiet again after some point because, you know, other scandals come out with the times. You kind of, like... You kind of forget stuff, and after you have like Black Lives Matter, which was a really, really, really big movement, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, but I think now we're kind of back into like the slowly going back into like the Asian, the anti-Asian thing, where people are kind of trying to focus more on the Asian community, which is totally right.
Because
you know,
did you see what happened in New York the other day? Like the guy, he was in the street coming out of a restaurant and just like pushing an Asian lady, and just like she dropped on the floor and she had a concussion or something.
Oh
and
my
he,
goodness.
I think he kicked her or something like that, but just random act of hate.
What? Was
just
it? Like was that. The guy white?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
In the streets of New York, just like that. And the daughter of that girl actually posted the video, and her mom had like a concussion and like stitches and everything. So it was really bad. And you're like, why that free hate?
Yeah.
Like, we know it always existed and it's going to exist. And like, but why?
What did
she do to you?
There's no point. I think now because like, I mean, I have seen also here in France, obviously in Paris, mm-hmm. I've seen stories of like Asian people getting beat and like, I mean, not just here in France, obviously, but what I've seen just from here in France, people that are Asian, they have gotten a lot of backlash, obviously due to the COVID because You know, like the COVID originally started in China, but just because the COVID did start in China doesn't mean we should go and attack people. Like it, you know, like it doesn't, it's not their fault. The ones, you know, like it's not their fault. The innocent people are just like, you know, living around and being Asian, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like I've seen, I think, a case of this young kid here in Paris, I think somewhere close to Disneyland somewhere.
Yeah.
And he was like severely beaten by people, like
really?
properly beaten, like by a group of like, I think like by a group of like just men, you know, and he was like legit followed home and then beaten as well, just because, you know, they're fed up of the COVID. But thing is, I'm also fed up of COVID, yeah, but like but thing is, it's like I'm not like, it's not, I can't blame anyone except for Macron at this point. But the only reason why I can blame him, because like he's the one that's making the rules, you know, yeah, and like his rules are obviously not really working. But this whole Asian hate, like it's having a big movement, like it should have a big movement right now, because it's like, it's not just a little thing, you know.
No, it's not.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And people, and thing is, like, I feel like people who are famous, they feel like they can get away with a lot of problems, because like obviously they can't, but they can. It's kind of like money's going to heal it, you know. And I'm like no,
but then again, yeah, your reputation is on the line, so like whether you have money or not, like what are people going to say about you? And do you want to wake up and know that you're that kind of person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
how can you, like, how, first of all, how can you go to bed with that conscience that you're that person that just beats people up just for no reason? Like, I mean, that goes, I guess, for anyone who's, I guess, racist in general. Yeah. Like how do you go to bed with that conscience?
That's a good question.
Maybe we should make a race podcast one day. That would be interesting, Kevin.
Trigger warning.
Highly trigger warning.
Highly.
What I've experienced warning. In life when it came to race. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's like it's super uncomfortable.
I'll make a list.
I mean, they, like, stories exist. I bet you have stories.
Oh yeah,
right?
I have stories. Yeah.
Me too. Sadly. Oh my goodness. Oh. I think it also depends on where we lived as well. Like we lived.
It does, yeah.
Like you lived in the north of France. I'm not really sure like how life is up there.
Well, anytime you go to a place where there's not a lot of difference,
mm-hmm.
and like a lot of diversity,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be prejudice. So
it's true.
Yeah,
I lived in like this little tiny village somewhere in Switzerland, and like obviously I'm like with this one other family, we were probably like the only black family, you know, like, so I'm like, I was an angry kid growing up, because people were like I mean, people were mean.
People were like
even if one has maybe like, even if some friends of mine, they probably didn't see it, but like you, like I like obviously I'm the one that I know.
Yeah,
I felt
when
it,
you're,
you know?
The recipient, you yeah,
I grew up a bit angry, because I think I don't know, I was just really angry at people just being, yeah. And I know people like who still like they stand to what they think, and I'm like wow,
how,
like,
can you, yeah,
like kind of gross, but anyways, it's not a race podcast. We're just,
but we can make it.
We can make it at some point we can do it. But let's move on to the bigger topic,
which is
Alexander Wang.
Gosh.
And this story was like, the thing is, it's like,
it's very fresh.
A lot of people have come out for, okay, trigger warning, this is about sexual assault. If anyone has a, you know, if anyone doesn't want to hear this, then maybe just end the podcast now or skip a little bit. I don't know how far, I don't know how long I'm going to talk about this. But anyway, Alexander Wang, I always want to say Alexander McQueen. But like,
no, please don't.
No, I won't.
No,
he's great. But Alexander Wang, like, recently there have been stories coming out from like ex-models, I think, that used to work with him. This one model in particular, I forgot his name, but if you want to check, go on Diet Prada and check. But like, he has came out and talk about the fact that Alexander McQueen has assaulted him.
Alexander Wang.
Did I say McQueen?
Well, yeah, you said McQueen. I'm like, so Alexander Wang. Alexander McQueen. Bless his soul
and rest in peace, because if I say Alexander McQueen,
I'm gonna correct her,
yeah, please, like, and also really I don't mean him, I mean Alexander Wang. It's just confusing. Everyone starts with Alexander, even me, like Alexandria, like what the hell. But yeah, Alexander Wang assaulted this model who was working with him, and Alexander McQueen
Wang. I'm like,
I just mixed both names. Did you hear that?
let them make it.
Kevin, maybe you should talk about this. I don't want to say his name that much.
So, Alexander Wang, there was a model that broke the story out, and it just like started this wave of like models sharing their stories. And his brand, if you don't know Alexander Wang, it's about like the model lifestyle. So his look is very model of duty. That's how you call like a model, how they dress when they are not working, I guess. And it's a really big thing that people are trying to emulate. So you're like, oh, I have that model of duty look. So you look effortless and chic and just like fashionable. And
Kevin, do you try that look sometimes?
Well, I have that look.
So, oh, yeah, you are.
Just kidding. I'm not, but that's okay. So he has a party brand. So he's known for being like a party guy and just like, yeah, turn up. So like all the models, when they would come with their story, all they would say is that he would just like come to them and get them to drink and drink and drink and drink. And then there would be like a car situation or like a backdoor situation or a house situation where you would try to like
get a blow them. Yeah, like I think by many of them he tried he gave them blowjobs. Right,
and they were like somewhat unconscious or something, so they wouldn't really know what was going on.
And then there's also like I think Alexander Wang had a friend with him as well who would like, you know, try to help the assault happening, but like not be there. It's kind of like almost like Epstein, not trying to compare them both, but like Epstein, like he had this lady.
Yeah, what's her name?
That girl. Maxwell something, whatever it is. But he always had like this one person where Alexander Wang,
he always had somebody.
And like they knew obviously that he's like doing these stuff. And like the thing is, it's like some people say it's not true, these stories that are coming out. The thing is, like, I don't think one can say that anyone's assault story is not right, because it's like, if you were not there, you wouldn't know, you know? Like, obviously there are people who lie about these certain things, you know, like just to get somebody down. But the thing is, like, I'm like, and in this case, a lot of people have spoken out about this.
Like, it's not just one or two people. Mm-hmm. It's like dozens.
It's kind of like almost like basically almost like Epstein. Like, it's kind of one person. It just went. And thing is, like, from his situation, there was a lot of evidence, a lot. Even Prince fucking Andrew, the Queen's son.
Yeah.
You know? And here I am, I watched The Crown, proud. The Crown is good. And then after she was like, oh, Andrew. And I was like, oh, that is Prince Andrew. That's obviously crazy. I don't hate the actor because the actor can't help it. But, like, Prince Andrew, not even call him Prince Andrew anymore. He's Andrew from my, like, he's not even a prince.
He's lost his title.
Just like Charles. Charles just be Charles and not like Prince Charles.
Yeah, it better be Charles.
Like the other ones, they can have their title, but thing is, it's like, wow. Like, wow. Watching The Crown really changed my life, except that the actor who played Charles, he was so hot.
Yeah, she had this thing for him.
It was
like the young.
The young, the one who's like in season 3 and 4, I think. But like, anyways, we're talking about Alexander Wang.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he basically assaults these people, and on Instagram he's been very quiet. Did you notice?
Very quiet, and he turned off his notifications on his posts. Oh yeah, so you couldn't comment or anything.
You can't do anything on he just posts like his clothes, like his new. But thing is, like, it's kind of like, are people going to buy his clothes now, like knowing that this, you know?
Well, let me tell you about something that happened the other day.
Oh my goodness!
I was browsing on the website and I looked at some Alexander Wang ear cuffs and I was like, oh, they look good. And then I was like, oh, it's him. And I was like, I'm not gonna buy them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kevin made the conscious decision to just avoid it.
Because they were on sale.
And did they look good?
And they did.
You're like, oh, like, damn it. Like, it looks so...
Why would you do that, man?
I know, right? Like, it's kind of... It kind of just hurts your feelings, you know? Because, like, as much as you want to buy this and it looks good... I mean, is there any other brands that you avoid, like, boycott because of, like, any reason?
Well, him. I've never really liked Dolce & Gabbana, what they do, so it's not a hard pass.
I never really liked them either.
But... when I think, not that I can think of, but yeah, not that I can think of at the moment.
I mean, like if I think of right now, like on the top of my head, I have like zero, because like first of all, I don't really buy too much branded clothes.
But then again, it's not just about that, because when you think about it, remember when H&M did that Coolest Monkey in the Jungle scandal?
Mm-hmm. The Weeknd, totally. The Weeknd, the singer guy, he totally banned H&M from his life.
Oh,
like after that, he doesn't allow H&M to play his songs in the stores anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, that's good.
I think it was The Weeknd. Yeah, I think it was The Weeknd. Okay. I could be lying, but I think it's The Weeknd.
Okay.
But someone like him, he was like, he's like, I'm boycotting. The thing is, as much as I want to boycott H&M, I really can't, you know, it's kind of my past, you know? And also I'm like, they have things that like in my I'm a student, you know, I don't really have the money for the most expensive stuff. And as much as I want to avoid doing fast fashion, you know, if I live,
you can,
the thing, like it's
you
hard
can if you commit,
the thing is like, I can. And thing is, Kevin, I try the most as I can, yeah. Except if I need jeans and I go to Zara, to be honest. But the thing is, when I'm here in France,
yeah,
it's easier for me to boycott because I go to thrift shops and I see if I need something
The thing is,
if I'm in Switzerland, like it's really hard because we don't really have any thrift shop. Like really, and there's one that they say it's open, but then it's like everyone's inside that store.
Okay, yeah.
You can get like the shittiest, I don't know, bra that like, I don't know, someone wore in like back in 1980s.
No,
for like 10.
No, where you can buy them.
It's just like, no, I don't buy thrift underwear. No one should anyways. But the thing is, like, it's easier here for me to avoid it than there. Okay. I don't know why. Because there they don't really have the big resources as we have here. We're here, like, if I do need, if I'm like, oh yeah, jeans, something like that, I just go to Zara and I buy it there.
Yeah.
Also, because Zara, they have their own factory. So I'm like, I think of like that kind of process, what the, like the thought behind it,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, Zara, like, I know they don't have the best conditions either, but at least they have their own factory, whereby H&M, I don't know where the hell it's coming from. Also, H&M burns their clothes, and H&M had a big scandal moment too, where they, you know, they
one of the factory that they produce their clothes in caught on fire and like people died and stuff. It was the Rana Plaza incident. I think it was in 2013 or 2014,
It was a big thing. And also also using people for, I mean, like, you know, not treating people right.
Oh yeah,
as well, like that's a big thing for H&M as well. And but then again, does that say something about the companies who, like, I mean, the big brands who collab with H&M? Kind of like Karl Lagerfeld.
He was the first one.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, honestly, his brand is one that I avoid as well.
I love the man, but the brand I don't like.
No.
Like, I don't like
the thing
clothes.
Is, like, the thing is, like, the man, he, like, he's like, I know he's dead, so, you know, I don't want to be against dead people
what
too
are you
much.
Say?
But like, or are you going to kill me depending on what
I
say?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to say he's kind of mean.
No, he's not.
What do you mean he's not?
No, he's not. He
said something about people's weight as well.
No, excuse
me.
Nobody's perfect.
As somebody who is not the skinniest girl, but not the biggest girl, like, you know, I feel well represented when he says,
yeah, because he said that it was about Adele, and he said that she could lose a couple of pounds, which she did.
Which she did, but
she had to glow up.
She had a massive, but I think, didn't she get? Oh yeah, she also had a bit of a scandal when she wore like the whole Jamaican.
Did she?
Yeah, she went full on like.
Like
dreadlocks or something like that.
People
were like, "Pardon," and she was like, "I'm doing what I want," something like that. I don't know. I always thought the man is kind of mean.
No, he's not.
Was he just lonely?
Well,
I mean, he left all his money to his cat. Like, okay, well, Kevin, like when you die, I know you're gonna leave all the money to your friend's dog.
Of course. No, he's a nice person. Like, there's a way people are seeing him and the way he is.
Do you think I see him in a completely different, like, wrong
than
light?
He is? Oh yeah. Like, he's not.
He's not evil.
Same person he's portrayed. Like, he's portrayed that. No, he's not evil.
He's a guy with a heart.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, really, like, no jokes.
I mean,
no,
I don't know. I'm like, I'm...
I know.
I didn't do depth research about him, to be honest.
No,
but, like,
no, no,
he always seemed a bit rude, where I was like, oh, I don't want to, like,
no, it's just and then again, it's a show.
Also, I'm like, also, he's German, just kidding, I don't want to come again.
So yeah,
true, maybe it's just a show. True. But thing is, like, it's like there's people, like, for example, like Tyra Banks, who pretends that they're nice, but then in real life they're like evil.
Oh yeah,
Tyra Banks, like, she's like, yes, she's so pretty, and like, you know, America's Next Top Model and everything. Like, she made like one of the biggest shows, basically, yeah, an American sitcom. Yeah,
yeah. That's what
life. But like, she is horrible.
Yeah, I heard too.
Kevin, like, I would be legit scared to like work for her. Like, I feel like she would look at me and she'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you just standing around? Like, get out of my way. And I'd just be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry, you know?
I'd be afraid constantly, I think.
And the thing is, I don't know why people have not canceled her yet. Like, I properly. Don't know.
I agree.
Because, like, I think in one show of the American Next Top Model, yeah, she, like, there was, like, this one girl who had a skin condition.
Yeah.
So she didn't have that much hair anyways.
Okay.
So, but I think she's trying to let her hair grow. Because she legit had a proper condition where it's like she can only really get that much. And after Tyra's just like, it's bad, we're just going to shave the whole thing.
Really?
Right, but I think there's more behind that story as well. Like, okay, as like, there are people who probably know more than I do about this. Yeah. But like Tyra, horrible.
Okay, good to know.
But also, like, if you watch like the hair shows that we sometimes watch sometimes, like,
yeah,
sometimes she picked the wrong hair for the wrong people.
I agree.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
Where I'm like, I know it's like 2005 and you have like, and you have like, yeah, the style and stuff like that, but she picked the worst hair sometimes for some people. Like, just cut off their hair. Where I'm like, just...
Are you doing it on purpose?
She's doing it on purpose, you know? Because, like, I mean, Tyra can just wear wigs and everything, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like no one cares what she does, you know, because she just does what she does. But I'm like, with these other people, you just make them like shave off their heads and then they're all crying and things like that. Like, or she's kind of like, honey, like, you look wrong today. Like, she did kind of public shame people.
Oh yeah, she has an attitude for sure.
Yeah.
And like,
that wouldn't really be tolerated these days, I guess.
Yeah, especially on a show where it's all based on appearance. Like, you want to build people up, not tear them down, because like, it's... like, it's their moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are models, so that's what they do to live. So tell someone that they don't look good enough or something, it's not going to be good for them. So,
as someone like you, who is a fashion... I was going to call you a fashion icon, and you're about to just take it. just go with it, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who, like, is legit in the fashion world, how do you see the future happening? Like, are models going to stay the same? Is Victoria's Secret going to come back alive? What do you think, like...
No, there's been a shift, for sure. Like, we were talking about the Fenty show. Like, models are going to be... like, you can go now on, like, websites and... on the first pages where there are the models, now you can see like plus size models,
mm-hmm,
where you wouldn't see those.
Do you think big, like, luxury brands are going to like incorporate,
well, they
plus
have
size
to.
Models?
I think what happens also with platforms like Diet Prada is that the public is making the brands be accountable for what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So either they are on page and, mm-hmm, do what's good, or they are going to get canceled and cursed out.
True.
And obviously the big brands won't have anything to worry about, because people are always going to want to buy them. So whatever they do, it's going to be fine.
It's kind of like, as much as it's much as like the things like me personally, yeah, mm-hmm, me, moi,
yeah,
no one else.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be someone else too, but like me personally, a brand that I hate probably to its and bits and pieces is probably Louis Vuitton.
Why? Okay. Why?
I think it's just the most cliché-est brand I've ever met in my life. And the thing is, like, that brand, it makes so much money just by that cliché one bag that people keep on buying.
Yeah.
I don't like that. No, but maybe I think there's other brands that I hate even more. No, I think there's brands that I hate more, but I think, like, when it comes to, like, selling...
I see what you mean.
They make so much money for shit.
Well, it's an image that they cultivated for so many
years. But it's smart. You know, it's really smart. The thing is, I hate it so much because it's so smart. Because that could have been me. I could have made like a certain logo and put that out, you know? I could have made a whole Marine Serre you know, and like people love Mahinsef, and I love Mahinsef as well, you know, like she did a really good job. But there's like brands like Louis Vuitton where I'm like, you make so much money and people like they still want to buy you, and your bags are made are like what, 5 to 6 euros per bag, like, you know,
oh yeah, to make
retail, whatever production price and everything, but they still get to sell it for like 700 plus. Like, I'm like, the whole concept behind it just, it low-key makes me sick, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's smart if I want to make money, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
And as long as people are going to buy, they're
not going to stop. They're not going to stop.
They keep on raising the prices. Like, Chanel raised the prices for their bags twice last year during COVID.
What?
Yeah. So, it's crazy, but people are buying, so.
What's the brand that you hate the most?
Is there a brand that I hate?
I think
Is there one, actually?
I'm thinking if I have a brand that I legit don't like. It must be something tacky.
Like I said, I'm not a big fan of Dolce & Gabbana.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first one that comes.
If I'm thinking, I'm Googling because I'm like, I have to like almost see him for, oh, Armani. I don't like Armani.
I don't care about Armani enough to like or dislike it. So, no, really, like, yeah, nothing sticks when I think about Armani. Just like, yeah, there's nothing that I, yeah, no.
Yeah, if I'm legit looking, I'm like, I
I guess, okay, that's a brand that I don't like.
Which one?
Hugo Boss.
Oh, you don't like Hugo Boss?
It doesn't do anything to me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The brand that I also don't like, MCM.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think their backpacks are the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life.
Very, like, high beast.
And things like, if you guys know me, I don't like the high beast vibe at all. I'm like, there's some ex-boyfriends of mine who love it for some reason. Like, I'm like, as you've seen, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I like the more, I guess, quieter, same. You know, like,
give me and just Bottega Veneta, give me a Saint Laurent.
Mm-hmm. I really do like Dior as well. I really do like Dior, to be honest.
I don't like Maria Grazia Chiuri's Dior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see.
But I like. Oh, I like the other Dior. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, there's not. I mean,
no,
there's not too like too much that I hate. It's just like, I just don't like the fact of like, you know, you can make you like all brands, they make their stuff for very cheap, you know, and then they sell it for hell a lot of money. Whereas people like who are legit want to, and also like the material. Doesn't mean that because it's expensive, the material's good as well, you know?
No.
I've seen a lot of, like, Louis Vuitton bags, like, their strings falling out, like, they do it sometimes on purpose, so you can go back to the store, and, like, they can give you the whole customer service, you know, make you feel like you're a special customer, you know? But I don't fall for that bullshit. So, like, I like to buy things, like, I guess, like, that individual people made, you know, kind of, or just, like, indie brands that no one really, like, the people know, but no, but no, but also not really know. It's just, like, all those stuff. But
then you know it's,
Yeah. But anyways, I guess that was our little take on fashion. If you guys liked it, you know, text us. Tell us if we did a good job. If you want to hear more of Kevin, obviously.
That was very good.
Did you like it, Kevin?
I liked it.
Yeah, Kevin, when it comes to fashion, Kevin can talk. If he doesn't talk about fashion like, for once, then you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean,
it can happen.
It can happen. The thing is why we're laughing is because it's based on personal experience.
Yeah, some stuff.
But yeah, anyways. I wish you guys a fantastic day. Kevin wishes you a fantastic day as well.
Yeah.
It's a sunny day, so I guess we want to go and enjoy it a little bit. And you should too if it's a sunny day by the day you're listening. If you're listening to it at night, I wish you good night and I wish you a good day. I wish you good evening, whatever it is, and a good meal if you're eating or good vacuum if you're vacuuming. But thank you for listening. Okay. Bye.
Bye.